raids on currency dealers have become common in Ghana. The cedi has become one of the world's worst performing currencies, losing 60% of its value against major currencies like the British pound, euro, and American dollar since the start of the year. The government believes currency speculation is making that worse and is clamping down. But currency traders like Rabiu Maude says the raids are targeting the wrong people.
It is just low-hanging fruits. The people that actually help with the parallel markets or the black markets are powerful politicians and powerful business people that have those resources, those funds to be able to buy the kinds of volumes that will drive prices up. The person who does black market is the low-hanging fruit. He's the lowest on the chain.
His customers range from businessmen to travelers and even government officials. Ghana imports most of its manufactured goods and foodstuff. The pandemic, war in Ukraine, and rising oil prices have all damaged its heavily indebted economy. And with industrial output down, the demand for foreign currencies has increased.
Rates on foreign currency dealers like this have forced many of them underground. This led to shortages, adding pressure to the local currency, the cedi.
Most affected when inflation goes.
The government says its actions are necessary.
What we have sought to do is to take off the table the element of speculation by A, getting the central bank to regularly provide updates on the interbank forex rates, and B, going in hard on those who are operating in the black market and are just shooting up the rates.
Experts accuse the government of skirting around a bigger problem.
What has cost the cedi is our fiscal irresponsibility. Restore fiscal responsibility and the cedi's confidence will come back.
Currency traders say their transactions account for only 5% of foreign currency transactions in Ghana. But the black market is estimated to transact nearly 30% of such deals, and that's the volume the government wants to reduce. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Accra.